talking about not knowing that you're part of a group. I was watching this thing the other night, and they were talking about people being part of the Oreo generation. And what they were talking about was people that waited to their mid-30s to have kids, like my wife and I. Because, see, my parents got married when they were 20. I was born 9 months to the day after my mom and dad got married. 9 months to the day. That must have been a ceremony. I do. Reverend, could you turn around just a minute, please? But it said people like my wife and I that waited, it said, you're kind of raising your kids and you're raising your parents who, as they get older, are kind of reverting back to childhood at the same time. And I told my wife, I said, you know what this means? It means we've got two that are out of diapers and two that are going into diapers. And as bad as it was with the little ones, I can't imagine it's going to be any more fun with the big ones. I don't want to be sitting there watching football with my father-in-law going, Ed, don't you lie to me, Ed. But you worry about the same things, whether it's kids or seniors. I mean, you know, they both have their own special menu at the restaurants. They both have their own special stores. With the kids, it's the Toys R Us. With the seniors, it's Costco. Got to buy in bulk and save money. My father-in-law called me a couple weeks ago. He goes, hey, can I borrow your truck? I said, what for? He says, I just bought a 55-gallon drum of deodorant. You can worry about both of them with drugs. I mean, because let me tell you what, it's not just the kids. Seniors get a hold of some good stuff. Last time we were at my mother-in-law's house, I mentioned the fact my sinuses were stopped up, and my mother-in-law said, do you want to stop the sniffles or not feel your head? She goes back in her little secret stash in the bathroom. She comes back with this tiny green pill, and she said, say hello to my little friend. I took that pill. I woke up 2 days later laying in the backyard talking to Elvis. She's at the door going, get up, you baby. I take four of those and go to the grocery store. You know, the kids don't listen to you. The seniors can't hear you. My mother-in-law is supposed to wear a hearing aid. She hardly ever wears it. But when she doesn't wear it, you can always tell because she talks louder than anybody else on the planet. We're in line at the movie theater about 4 months ago, standing there waiting to get tickets. And my mother goes, don't look now, but the man behind us is cross-eyed as a bat. And one, you're embarrassed to death. And two, when somebody says something like that, you gotta look. So I'm like, I turn around, this guy is glaring at me. Well, he may not have been glaring at me, but he was glaring at somebody. I mean, this guy was mad. You know, the kids, they wear their pants where they're about to fall off, and the seniors wear them up under their armpits. My father-in-law got his chest hair caught in his zipper. You believe that?